Staying with definitions, it can seem that there are as many different definitions of authenticity as there are psychologists, philosophers, and people with a TED Talk. This dictionary definition goes with the degree to which an individual's actions are congruent with their beliefs and desires, despite external pressures. I think most people interpret this as being true to your own personality and values, regardless of your surroundings. You're honest and take responsibility for your mistakes, so you come across as genuine. But I think there's a counter-argument to this, that it's not about seeing a right way to do authenticity, for example, overcoming externality to express your inner self, but understanding the gap between your values and actions, and making an informed choice about that. I'm going to just seed that idea, and hopefully it will grow over the next few slides. Either way, it isn't easy to live authentically, especially when it means going against the crowd. It may mean missing certain opportunities in the short term in order to get greater satisfaction in the long term. For employee networks, having a definition of authenticity is almost crucial, because it's a word that gets used a lot in the D&I space. It's really the link between leadership and strategy. We find that because a lot of networks had their roots in protest groups or emerged from the fringes in difficult times, that spirit of rebellion and need for independence can come through with a leader's passion, but not necessarily lend itself well to strategy and real change. How far do you align to the organisation to get stuff done without feeling like you're selling out or not really representing your members anymore? To reiterate, there's no individual worksheets this week because it's best to use this time to reflect and revisit your earlier worksheets using this new lens. But if you want to give yourself one task, I would say it's to create your own working definition of authenticity that your network can agree on. And that's why we're going to explore more perspectives on that now.